R&D, geoengineering, gigantic mirrors in space, artificial stone trees, or fighter jets spraying sulfur dioxide. Geoengineering, or climate engineering, refers to technical measures and methods that could be used to influence the climate. They are intended to help slow down global warming and thus also climate change. Geoengineering refers to intentional interventions in the Earth's climate system to combat or mitigate the effects of climate change. These interventions involve large-scale manipulation of the environment and can have both intended and unintended consequences. Geoengineering techniques can be broadly divided into two categories: solar radiation manipulation and carbon dioxide removal. In solar radiation manipulation, measures aim to keep some of the sun's radiation off the Earth's surface in order to reduce global warming. Release of particles, aerosols, into the atmosphere to reflect sunlight and thus reduce the incidence of radiation. Installation of gigantic mirrors in space to redirect sunlight. On Earth itself, you could design house roofs or entire cities in white or other light colors. The color white reflects far more solar radiation back into space. Carbon dioxide removal, also known as negative emission technologies, aims to reduce the concentration of CO2 in the atmosphere. Use plants that can absorb and store large quantities of CO2. This can be achieved through reforestation or the use of biomass energy with CO2 capture and storage. Direct air capture, in which CO2 is filtered out of the atmosphere and either permanently stored or used for other purposes. Risks and uncertainties. Geoengineering techniques can have potentially positive impacts by slowing the rise in global average temperature and mitigating the effects of climate change. They could serve as temporary solutions to buy time for the transition to low-carbon technologies. Nevertheless, they also carry significant risks and uncertainties, as the above measures have not yet been fully developed, however, and critics warn against testing them, as it remains completely unclear what consequences one would have to reckon with. Unforeseen consequences for the ecosystem. Climate changes that cannot be assessed. Disruption of precipitation patterns. Possible social and political conflicts. Ethical issues. Who should have the power to decide on such interventions? What impact do they have on disadvantaged communities? Are the potential risks and side effects acceptable, given the uncertainties and possible unintended consequences? It is important that geoengineering be considered as part of a broader strategy to address climate change. It should not serve as a substitute for measures to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and adapt to climate change. Further research, international collaboration, and transparent governance structures are needed to understand the impacts of geoengineering and make responsible decisions.